Blog Talk Radio.
Cool Wellness Radio.
Wellness Radio, optimizing your body's potential from the core. Thanks for joining us again on this Monday. Today we have a very special beginning of a few shows that we're going to be doing centered around nutrition during pregnancy. Today's show is going to focus, it's actually going to be a quick snapshot. These shows are going to be 15 minutes each, and today's show, we are excited to welcome Jackie Lash Callahan with Core Wellness. She is Core's lifestyle coach. Many of you have also probably been to her for some Pilates, but she really is one of our go-to when it comes to general lifestyle, nutrition, certainly pregnancy, and Jackie's got two kids of her own, so she's been through this when it comes to the importance of nutrition during pregnancy, the do's and the don'ts. This first installment, we are going to be focusing on nutrition actually before you get pregnant and then during the first trimester, because that can be a little bit of a rocky time. So, Jackie, thank you so much for joining us. I'm really excited to talk to you today about this.
Hi, Erin. Glad to be here. Can't wait to talk about this. This is a huge ball of information, or just a lot.
Right.
We have a lot we could talk about. So
we do. Like we said, do. And you know, given that we're doing, this is sort of the first part of a three segment show, and we are keeping it to 15 minutes. So really, just giving people kind of a snapshot of what they need to be doing during pregnancy when it comes to nutrition. So let's just kind of dive right in and sort of talk about what a lot of people may not know. And that is the importance of nutrition actually before conception. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, just overall diet and food and what you're actually eating and fertility are linked for not only women, which is probably the bulk of what we'll focus on, but also for men.
Right.
So, you know, if you're not getting enough as females, not getting enough nutrients, your periods may be impacted, which make it more difficult to predict when you ovulate, which is obviously a really important time of the month that, you know, you're able to know when it's most likely for you to conceive. So overall, like just a healthy diet with nutrients, which I'll talk a little bit more about, can help with that regularity, just giving you more of a chance to sort of get in line with the rhythm of your body. And for men, vitamin C, E, zinc, and folic acid are crucial for making healthy sperm. So
okay.
It's also really important for what your partner is eating, because that's going to help the sperm in terms of that whole process of conception. So you just overall want to create a healthy environment for the baby and be able to grow the baby in the future, you know, if you're thinking kind of pre-baby, but then also for the self. So we just really encourage our clients to clean up their diets, focus on moderation, increase water consumption, eat smaller, more frequent meals, or adding healthy snacks in between three regular meals. So that's going to kind of set you up for that more pregnancy and even postpartum aspect of things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just more or less, we're just really looking for individuals to start a whole foods-based diet. So, you know, just really taking the time now prior to really focusing on your nutrition. You know, if you've kind of been in a place where, I know, summertime is one of those times that vacations, you're not really paying attention to what you're eating. But if you're really focusing on kind of that long term, now's the time to do that, because when you are pregnant and having a baby, and then even those postpartum and early childhood days, it's a lot harder to get into some of those really healthy habits. So
right.
Trying to do that and start as early on as you can ahead of time is really
right.
Key.
That's a great point. So really what you're doing, I mean, I know that there are some essential nutrients that you'd really want to bulk up on before you're pregnant. You know, you mentioned the folic acid.
Right.
But really, it's about laying the groundwork,
yeah.
You know, for pregnancy. And I agree with you. After pregnancy, you know, it's hard when you have the baby
yeah.
and barely think about anything other than the baby. You certainly can't think about yourself. But if you're already sort of in the mode of eating well and drinking enough water and doing those kinds of things, then you're likely to carry it on throughout. So if you kind of get it going before before you're pregnant, then you're more likely to sort of be able to continue.
And it doesn't have to be something. I mean, you know, I think some people might look at this and think like, oh gosh, that's just so overwhelming. I mean, it's things like little things you can start doing, like shopping the perimeter of the grocery store, so focusing on produce, vegetables, fruits, lean meat, incorporating healthy fats into your diet. You know, trying to limit the amount of alcohol, caffeine, processed foods, sugar. There's obviously a lot going on and talk about sugar right now, soy. So, you know, just trying to, again, up those really good healthy things. So then you're starting off with a lot of nutrient-dense foods, and I think that's kind of really the focus here. You know, even outside of, okay, I'm, you know, focusing specific on the folic acid and the iron, you know, if you're going to also start into prenatal vitamins, those things are going to actually be there, which will help a lot, because even if we're all following these really healthy diets, having those prenatal vitamins is going to be a great safeguard. So it's not a total substitute for a healthy diet, but it's just going to really help us and get those things in so we know that we're getting them. And especially for women, you know, who are trying to conceive with conception, and then also that first trimester, that folic acid and iron, as you mentioned, are really important.
And so do you recommend, and I should mention, we're certainly not doctors, so we're not replacing
the
advice or anything like that. But, you know, do you get questions about taking a prenatal before conception? Is that something that is wise? Is that something that you did for you?
Yeah, and I actually even think, I know my OBGYN had recommended it ahead of time, so it is something to definitely always consult your own doctor, your own OBGYN. I actually had a college roommate who's a dear friend now, whose dad is an OBGYN. She was taking prenatal vitamins when we were in college, and she had no plans to be pregnant at that time, but because of all of the just vitamins that are provided in that prenatal vitamin, her dad said that it was totally great and fine for her to do that. So, you know, I think that's something that everybody can look at, that it's not necessarily like just pregnant women. Definitely for the you know, if you're trying to conceive, it's important to be doing that. That folic acid that you've got, you know, that helps prevent neural tube defects or serious abnormalities in the brain and spine for, you know, if you are trying to grow babies, so that's why it's so important. And then iron does support baby's growth and development while you are pregnant. So, you know, there also is, if you do get pregnant and you weren't taking the vitamins, you know, you just want to start as soon as you do know. So, you know, our bodies are really amazing and are miraculous. So baby and the while it's growing will take all those nutrients and get what it needs. So that will happen. So for people who maybe are in a situation where they've gotten pregnant and weren't on the prenatals, we don't want everybody to stress out too much.
Well, and that makes sense, because even by the time you realize you're pregnant, you're probably, you know, you could be a month in, you could be 2 months in.
Right.
You know, you don't, you know, if you're not planning for it, it could take you longer to know. So so that is a good insurance policy. Let's talk about when the first trimester. So a lot of people respond differently to the first trimester. Some people don't even, you know, have any changes during the first trimester. Some feel really, you know, not well. They feel nauseous. What do you recommend for those who aren't feeling well, but they need to eat, right? I mean, you got to, you know, be getting those calories in. You need to put some weight on. What's your recommendation there?
Well, honestly, I would say just eat whatever you are able to. And if it's really not that much, especially if people, I mean, morning sickness, right, is that feeling of nausea. It doesn't necessarily have to mean that you are getting sick. And, you know, contrary to popular belief and the name, morning sickness does not just happen in the morning. It can be an all-day thing. I will say one of my go-tos that I actually will credit Dr. E on this one is that she had brought me the ginger from sushi rolls. What is it? The pickled ginger. And that was really helpful to me during that. Yeah. So, I mean, not sushi is not a good thing because of mercury content, which we can talk about later, or raw. You want to stay away from some of the raw fish. But the pickled ginger that they serve, and you can get it, like, by itself at Whole Foods, I know for sure. Or even sometimes they also have that candied ginger ginger, which really helps, or they have ginger suckers. I don't know. Ginger is one of those, I think, kind of miraculous things that really helps. Also, other people have found just like plain suckers, like kind of helps them just with that nausea feeling. I'm not saying for overall nutrition. I think during that time when you're going through those really yucky days, you kind of just have to eat what feels good. And so even if that's like crackers or pasta, you know, a lot of like just comforting foods or things that like you would be eating if you had just gone through like the stomach flu, you know, like just trying to focus, you know, like bananas or rice or applesauce, just things that like will actually just kind of feel okay in the body. I know a lot of women have total adversity to chicken. I did as well during my first, I think it's like the number one highest thing that women who are pregnant, like there's an adverse kind of reaction to. So in some sense, you should just kind of listen to your body and allow yourself to kind of be gentle on yourself. If you're one that has historically eaten well, and then you're like, oh my gosh, I really can't get anything down or nothing sounds good. I had really kind of crazy cravings. I actually wanted Pop-Tarts and some like sweet sugar things, which I had never really been like a real sugar person. I also craved. Yeah, I mean, totally crazy. And then I also craved things like ham sandwiches and like mashed potatoes and peas. Like, again, just like for whatever reason, it just felt really comforting to me. So give yourself a little bit of leeway in that first, I mean, it is that first 12 weeks. And, you know, you want to try to make healthy. If you're craving a ton of ice cream, you know, try some frozen yogurt. That might be like a good switch. You know, watch the like amount of sugar stuff that you're putting into your body. But recognize that most of the time after that first trimester, you're going to start feeling better again. So you're able to kind of get through it okay.
Right. And if you are unable to keep meat down, which I know a lot of women are, do you have any protein recommendations specifically? Or is it really just kind of whatever, go with the flow, whatever you can.
Right. Go with the flow. I mean, hummus. I mean, you know, other sources of protein, like quinoa, you know, trying some non-meat, especially if meat is like a real problem. And, you know, your doctor actually might want to put you on an iron supplement. I actually think that that really big iron intake comes more in the third trimester, which we'll talk a little bit in our next couple theories, just because of the amount of increase in blood that you're creating, obviously, to support that little human that you're building. Early on, I don't think they worry as much about like a large iron supplement. Your prenatal will have the amount of iron that you're looking for, but also some women really crave a lot of meat. Now, again, I think that's later on. In that first trimester, again, just again, I would try really not to worry about it. Try, again, that quinoa might be a really good one because, like, similar a little bit to rice, kind of sits a little bit easier on the stomach.
Right. So some really tangible tips for before pregnancy and the first trimester. You know, start smart with laying a foundation for eating healthy. You know, plan ahead. Take a prenatal vitamin. And really just kind of eat what you can, give yourself a break, and, you know, certainly throughout, you want to be communicating all of to your OB, and he or she can offer additional recommendations. Jackie, thank you so much. As always, love talking to you, and we will look forward to hearing more from you about nutrition during the second and third trimester, definitely the time when you start growing, putting weight on, and there are some specifics such as iron and other nutrients that we'll want to make sure that we get into. If any of you have any questions about nutrition during pregnancy or nutrition anytime, Jackie is a great resource. All of the folks over at Core Wellness do a heavy focus on nutrition. So definitely check them out on the web, alexanderaphysicaltherapist.com. You can give them a call at the clinic at 571-403-2673. And you can also find us on Twitter and Facebook. We talk about pregnancy a lot, both from a nutrition and an exercise standpoint. So, Jackie, thanks so much again. And we look forward to talking with you again about moving through pregnancy.
Thanks, Erin. Looking forward to it.
Bye-bye.
Bye.